Hare Krishna. No one owns the truth table except God, and He has many invitees. Many religions are exclusivist. Exclusivist means they claim that they have exclusive access to God. Nobody can approach God through them, except through them. My way is the only way. This seems to be quite narrow-minded, and this puts off many intelligent people. Does the Bhagavad Gita support any idea like this? Not at all. In dramatic contrast to this my way is the only way attitude, the Bhagavad Gita says, in 4.11, Krishna says, Mama Vartamanu Vartante Manushya Partha Sarvasha, says all people are on my way. So this is exactly opposite. Not my way is the only way. All people are on my way. Now, what does it mean? How can we? There are different people with different religious orientations and different beliefs. What does it mean when Krishna says all people are on my way? So consider the metaphor of a table where people have come for a meal, a food table. But what is being served at the meal over here is not physical food but spiritual truth. So the religious exclusives are those who claim that we have the truth and nobody can have the truth except through us. That means they claim that we own the truth table. However, actually, God is not the property of any religion. He does not belong to any religion. In fact, all religions belong to Him, in the sense that it is whatever religion, whatever truths are conveyed through a particular religion, it is He who has revealed those truths there. It is He who has infused the truths with those religions, in those religions. So, if anyone owns the truth table, that is God. And God has many invitees at the truth table. That means that God has attracted many different people to Him in many different ways. He loves all living beings and He wants the spiritual upliftment and ultimate welfare of everyone. And depending on their psychologies, their sociologies, their cultures, their dispositions, Krishna manifests Himself in different forms, in different manifestations to attract them. So, it means He wants, so going back to the food table metaphor, in order to attract different people to the table, different people are given different kinds of helpings. Oh, you like this, you take this. You like this, you take this. So the purpose is to attract them to the food table. Like that, Krishna reveals Himself in different manifestations to attract people closer and closer to Him. So different people have different helpings. That means different people may have got different aspects of the truth. In fact, whatever truth anyone has, that is ultimately coming from Krishna. So it is in that sense that everyone is on the way to Krishna. That means different people have truths of different levels, and whatever truth they have, that has come from Krishna. And by that, the understanding of that truth, to the extent they have that understanding, to that extent they are closer to Krishna. They are on the way to Krishna, and they have reached Him. But everybody is on the way to Krishna. Now, if somebody wants to know more truth, how does one do that? Is it by debating with others and proving that your idea is wrong and my idea is right? Krishna doesn't recommend that. In this particular verse, in 4.11, AB, He says that ye yatha mam prapadyante tam sathaiva bhajamyaham. He says that as all people surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. That means He gives revelation in proportion to surrender. So the reward can be various with various things. Here it's revelation of His own glories. So Krishna reveals Himself more to those who surrender more to Him. So if we want to know more truth, it is not by competing with, debating and putting down other religions. It is more by surrendering to Krishna more. And we will surrender to Krishna more when we are attracted to Him more. And we will become attracted to Him more when we understand more and more how wonderful He is, how merciful He is. So that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives a very heartening guideline for interfaith when he says that if we go to a place of worship where God is where the worship is done in a way different from ours, from the one we are familiar with, then we should think that, we should be respectful and we should think that here is my worshipful being who has manifested in a form that is not familiar to me, that is different from mine. And how merciful is God that He's manifested in this form and He's accepting worship from these people in this form. So I bow down to my Lord who is manifested in this form, and I'm feeling grateful for His mercifulness, feeling more attracted to Him. I pray that, my dear Lord, please increase my attraction to You in the form in which I am familiar. So in this way, by seeing other religious people's devotion to their particular manifestation of the divine, rather than feeling threatened, we should feel enlivened to become more devoted to the manifestation of the divine which has been revealed to us. That is the mood in which we should interact with other religions, take inspiration and increase our own devotion. Thank you. Hare Krishna.